5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Hey guys, and welcome to Clown Car, episode 1. A parenting podcast where a mom and a dad talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in their own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are 4 kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
So 4 kids.
4.
How's that for you?
Well, it's a lot of kids.
It's a lot of kids. Well, and it's funny that we talk about it being a lot of kids because that's why the show is called The Clown Car. So the first segment of our show is called The Story of the Week, where we talk about something that happened within our family that we thought was important enough to share to all of you. So, honey, why is our show called The Clown Car?
All right, so...
Oh, and...
Yes?
This is our first time recording, so you're going to have to forgive us of our informalities. By the way, my name is Barry Ricks.
And I'm Crystal Ricks.
And we're the Ricks, and we have 4 kids, so we refer to ourselves as the Ricks 6, or in this case, the Clown Car. So, to kind of give you an idea, we've been married for 8 years.
And our kids are 7, 5, 3, and 1.
And we have 2 boys and 2 girls, so it goes boy, girl, girl, boy. And you'll hear a lot about them, in this show. So, okay. So back to the story of the week. So the clown car.
All right. So we have 4 kids, which surprisingly people have an opinion about that. And one time I was at McDonald's and I only had 3 kids at the time and I was unloading them all out of our minivan. That's right. We sport the minivan.
Yeah. Rocking the minivan.
Side note.
We live in New Mexico.
Oh.
So people can get an idea just, you know, where we live. Maybe the the culture of where we live. So McDonald's.
McDonald's. I'm unloading my 3 children out of the van. And this guy walks by and stops. And he's watching me get my kids out of the car. And he just starts laughing at me and says, "Wow, you guys look like a clown car." And... which really surprised me because 3 kids isn't a lot to me. 4 is not a lot to me, but apparently it is. So
it's a lot. It's a lot in society nowadays, though.
At the time, I was offended that he was calling us a clown car, and I was already a stressed out mom anyway, getting the kids out of the car. But that's
we're embracing it now.
Now we embrace it. That is such the perfect symbol of our life. We are a crazy circus. We are. Never organized, and we are going to share that mess with you.
Yeah. So we wanted to start this podcast because, one, I do some other podcasts on the side, and it was just fun. And Crystal was like, "Well, we should do a podcast about parenting." And I thought that was a great idea. And so we wanted to start this because we felt with our experience with our 4 kids and... you know, we don't have any teenagers yet, but we'll get there in a few years. But we felt we had a lot of great experiences and a lot of stories and a lot of good opinions.
And a lot of mistakes.
In my opinion. And we wanted to share those things with you. And there's lots of topics out there about different things about parenting. And everyone has a different opinion. But just because you have a different opinion doesn't necessarily make you wrong, you know, because what works for one person doesn't work for the other person. And we just want to make sure people know that. So that's why we're the clown car, because of McDonald's. I'm surprised he wasn't more...
Because McDonald's.
Because blame McDonald's for everything. I'm surprised he wasn't angry that
blame
you...
Blame the people that go to McDonald's.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised he didn't just yell at you for bringing your kids to McDonald's, you know. Feed them that unhealthy food to the kids.
That's a topic for another day.
Yeah, healthy eating. Not the topic today, but...
And McDonald's, I love you.
Yeah, we do. I think we'd go slightly insane if we didn't have McDonald's. Because McDonald's has a play place.
And dollar drinks.
And dollar drinks. Yeah, dollar soda, large drink. That's our It's not our bread and butter. What's the word I'm thinking of? It's our...
blood?
It's our blood. Dr. Pepper runs through our veins. But we were talking about different topics that we're going to talk about.
Now, for the very first episode, I thought it would be great to talk about why our kids are so wonderful and why parenting is worth it or parenting is hard, but we are going to strike down on...
We're going to talk about bullying.
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 That's our first episode.
We wanted to talk about bullying because there's lots of different views and opinions about bullying, what it is, what bullying actually entails. So, Crystal.
Yes, Barry.
What is bullying to you?
Well, I'll tell you what it's not.
share us some stories. tell us, it's story time.
So, I volunteer in my son's first grade class, and his school is part of the zero tolerance bullying.
Like many schools.
Most schools. Yeah.
It's pretty much the whole... It's a nationwide thing.
And I have to say, I'm all for supporting anti-bullying campaigns.
Definitely.
But I was in his class, and this little boy got up in another little boy's face, and the kid got so frustrated, the one who was having his face...
Being gotten up in.
Yes.
Yes.
We are educated.
We live in New Mexico. But these are first graders.
First graders.
So they're 6 and 7 year olds.
Yes. And the kid got so frustrated that this other boy wouldn't get out of his face and he didn't know what to do. So he kind of just punched him. And
popped him one.
He did. And he was so upset.
It's a natural reaction.
At that age.
Especially at that age, you know, someone's getting up in your face and they won't stop. So your natural reaction is like, how can I get this kid to stop getting at my face after...
The fastest.
Yeah. And so I'm like, brain says to pop him one. Boom!
Yeah. So he punched him and the teacher saw that and said, you need to go in the hall. And after he went in the hall, she stood up and talked to all the students that we don't bully. This school has a zero tolerance policy, and you will get sent home if you bully. And luckily, that kid didn't get sent home. He just had to stay in the hall for a little while, and then he went back in. But I actually was very surprised that that was called bullying. Because to me, it's not how I was raised.
Well, yeah, and it's not bullying in my opinion either, because it was just a reaction to something that happened. It wasn't like, you know, this person was constantly beating on this person. And we'll get more into what bullying is, but, you know, just trying to shove someone out of your face that is, in a way, kind of harassing you. It's not bullying. It's almost like just a natural reaction of protecting yourself.
But the point is that we're turning everyone into a bully, but we're also turning everyone into a victim.
Victim, yeah.
Everyone feels like, and that's something our son keeps coming home and saying, I was bullied on the playground today. And the first time I heard it, I was like, what happened? And he said, they wouldn't let me play with them. And that was mean. And so in his mind, this whole play yard full of little kids were bullying him because they just didn't want to play with him.
And we were trying to tell him that, like, no, that's just kids being kids, you know?
Yeah.
Not everyone's going to want to play with you.
But our son, saw himself as a victim. And that's not right to me. I think that is not the way to teach bullying or anti-bullying. So
it's funny that you said our son, because oftentimes in parenting we always refer them to as your son.
Oh,
like especially when they're frustrating us or something. Your child.
Well, yeah, I'm going to save that for when I'm frustrated.
Is frustrating me. So, but yeah. So that's a good example of how the school system sees what or classifies what bullying is.
In my opinion, it's almost like they're trying to just pacify everybody and just make us emotionless. I don't know how to explain it. Like any response that's not positive is wrong and it's bad. And I feel like that is not a healthy way to raise children.
Yeah. Well, I mean, got to have opposites in all things, right? You have to be able to understand that when someone is being or breaking the rules or maybe being mean or rude, that doesn't make them a bully. You know, maybe the person's just having a bad day, or maybe they just, you know, they have a headache and they snap at you. That's not being a bully. That's just them having a migraine. And so I think it's important to try to distinguish the difference between what is bullying and what isn't bullying. And that leads us to our article. We kind of, you know, we don't want to just talk about our opinions. So we actually go out there and we do some research. We find either a good article or a good book that we can pull referencing from. So we have a little bit of credibility besides just our four kids. But we found this really good article. And the article is called, Is It Rude? Is It Mean? Or Is It Bullying? And it was published in 2012 by
whatever her name is,
Signe Whitson.
And there goes the credibility.
There goes our credibility right there. But I apologize if I'm saying her name wrong. It's Signe. How do you? If you know how to say that, Signe, let us know. But she's a licensed social worker, and she has written some books about behavior in families, schools, and workplaces. And so she's...
Plus, it's on the internet, so it's got to be
It's got to be true if it's on the internet. But we found this article, or I should say Crystal found this article, but we both found it to be very informative about... What's the difference between, as in the title says, is it rude, is it mean, or is it bullying, and the differences between them. So the article starts by telling a story about...
Are we going to tell the story?
Let's tell the story.
Okay.
Let's tell it. So the story is, I'm going to paraphrase it really horribly.
A lady wrote this to the author.
To the author. So this lady is talking to the author and says, I was so upset one day because my child came home and she was bullied.
Badly bullied.
Badly bullied on just after getting off of the bus, going home from school. And so the author, she was like, okay, well, what happened? And she said, well, this boy that lives down the street from us, so someone they knew. Picked up a handful of leaves, so we can assume this was during the fall sometime.
And he threw it right in her face!
In her face! Threw it in her face, and she came home, and she had leaves all in her jacket, and all over the place, and,
It says, it's just awful, I don't know what to do about these bullies.
And so the author was really intrigued that right away this mother classified this boy as a bully. And so she said, well, was your daughter upset? And she said, no, she wasn't upset. And then the social worker's like, okay, well, sometimes children don't always come forth with all the information. But she dug a little bit more, but she found out that the daughter actually was having a good time, that she ended up throwing leaves back at the boy, and they were chasing each other around. But even after the daughter explained that to the mom still classified this boy as a bully, and that she was so upset, and she's just like, I can't stand these bullies that are living around the street. And so...
Next time it happens, I'm going to make sure the principal knows what's going on when school gets out. That's what she said!
So the author... was kind of flabbergasted that this lady decided to label this boy that essentially in my mind was probably just flirting. that's how boys do it, right?
Don't ever throw leaves in my face.
It's just like, hey, baby, boom, have a pile of leaves on me. But no, that's how boys used to flirt back in school, right? We'd punch girls and push them.
Did that ever work for you?
I got all the ladies with my punching and my pushing ways.
I bet.
No, but or it's just a
okay. He has never punched a girl. Just so you know, that came out wrong. Or have you? I guess
no.
Is there something coming to light here?
No, there's no physical abuse in my past towards women. So. So, but it, and also to me, it just seems like this boy and the girl obviously were just playing and having fun. But it's interesting that the mother automatically assumed that the boy was being a bully and that her daughter and her mother, in a sense, were the victim. So the author continues on in the article to say, okay, well, we need to clarify some things. We need to determine what is actually bullying, bullying, and what's rude and what's mean. So we'll talk about that. So rude is the first category. So rude, the way that she describes it, and I think it's a very good way to describe it, is inadvertently saying or doing something that hurts someone else.
Like, for instance, every pregnant woman ever who's had someone say, haven't you had that thing yet? Or, gee, you're looking huge. Or, are there twins in there?
Looks like you're about to pop.
Yeah. Haven't you had that yet? That's the one I got. Every pregnant woman. Or the person that just had a baby or isn't even pregnant and got the, are you pregnant? All those are rude.
Those are rude.
Just don't do this.
Well, yeah.
Just tell a pregnant lady she's beautiful.
When's the baby due? What baby? Oh, the pandas.
Anyway, that was another tangent.
But no, so saying those things, people have word vomit a lot and they just feel they have to say something because they're like, oh, you know, I'm being funny and they're going to get a kick out of it. But no, they're just being rude. But rude is kind of being mean to someone ignorantly. You don't know you're being mean because a lot of times those are just passing words that people say. They're just like, oh, like the clown car guy. You know,
yeah, that was rude, clown car guy.
Yeah, clown car guy. That was rude.
Or, for instance, our son on the playground being told, we don't want to play with you. That was rude. And that was it. It wasn't a deliberate attack on his being. It was just kids flippantly saying something that hurt his feelings.
Now, so that's rude, but also I'm going to take our son on the playground. It could have been mean. Now, this is what mean means, is to, you're doing it on purpose, so purposefully.
Wow.
Okay. Purposefully saying or doing something to hurt someone once or maybe twice, she says. So let's take the kids on the playground. So they could have been mean because they could be, oh, well, we don't want Grayson to play with us. And so we're going to tell him that he can't play with us. That's being mean if they're doing it on purpose to exclude him. But that's still not bullying because they're just being mean.
Some of the examples they give are like saying, you are so fat, ugly, stupid, gay, or I hate you. Or are you seriously wearing that sweater again? Didn't you just wear that like last week?
Like,
get alive.
Totally.
I know.
Totally wearing the same sweater.
I'm channeling the mean teenage girl.
Mean girls.
Yes. That is mean.
That is mean. Those mean girls, they were mean.
Yes.
Yes. So that's mean. You're purposely trying to hurt someone's feelings.
It made me think the story about the leaves, the lady taking that wrong, was when I was in sixth grade, this boy and I were having a snowball fight and everyone was laughing when he hit me with a snowball. And we were like best friends and he started chasing me around on the playground. And in front of our entire school bus, he threw me down on the ground and whitewashed me, like shoved my face in the snow. And it was so embarrassing to where I still remember it today. But reading the article, I never thought he was a bully. I thought, wow, he's kind of a jerk. I guess I don't want to be his friend anymore. Yeah, he's just, and I moved on. And I think that is healthy to recognize bad behaviors and just avoid it. Don't tell our kids that, oh, they're bullies, you're a victim, but teach them to get over it or to just avoid the person. Or if it's unavoidable, I don't know, what would you do?
Well, something that I like what the lady says in the article is, going back to rude and mean, these things can still really hurt people and hurt their feelings.
Yeah, I still remember being whitewashed.
Yeah, dude, whitewashed dude.
I won't say his name, but I remember that too.
If you're listening, you know who you are. No, but so being rude and mean can still hurt people. And people can hold on to that for a long time still. Because people hold grudges or they just can't get over things. But yet that still doesn't mean it's bullying just because you were hurt and you're still hurt. Now, let's go to bullying. What is bullying? According to this article and this author...
And according to us,
and
we agree,
we totally agree with this. That's why we're sharing it. So bullying equals
intentional aggressive behavior, repeated over time that involves an imbalance of power.
What is it?
It's repeated.
Repeated. Say it again.
Okay, maybe we need to pause this.
No. So it's a. It's something that happens on a consistent basis.
You mean repeated?
Yeah. That's I just put it in a different phrase.
I got it.
Got it.
I think
so. Do you think they know?
They've drilled it. All right. We've drilled it.
Repeated. So
repeated?
But she wants, then she goes into the different types of bullying. Something that was the most common focus of bullying for a long time was physical bullying. And that's, you know, beating people up or hitting people, or, you know, you see in the classic jock versus geek movies where the jock slams them into the locker every single day.
Wedgies.
Ooh, wedgies.
Swirlies.
Ooh. So, but doing those, you know.
This is the 80s movies.
If they only did it once, though, that's just being mean.
That's just being a punk teenager.
Yeah. Teenagers.
Punk teenagers.
We were one once.
But I'm glad we don't have any yet.
But if they do it on a regular basis, that is bullying. And so there's the physical aggression, so physical bullying.
Well, and like she says, it's about power.
Yeah.
You feel powerful as a bully, and that's the key point. That's the difference. And that it's repeated, but
it's what?
They want to feel powerful, and it gives them kind of a high to bully.
Yeah.
So that definitely shows the difference. And bullying is not as common as rudeness or meanness.
Yeah. And that's another thing that with using the word bullying so much, it's becoming a commonplace word to describe everything. And it's really not as common as people think it is. But we also don't want to downplay bullying, because it is a serious thing when people are really being bullied.
And it's a serious thing for kids to be mean and rude. Yeah. It's all stuff that we have to talk about with our kids.
Definitely.
But we feel like it's important to show the difference.
Yeah.
And that, like, I like how she said that. I totally lost it.
Oh.
That bullying is being so overused that now it's just bringing to attention people's short-term discomfort. So if someone calls you a mean name, it's just to give it a name. So that person was a bully.
Yeah, stop bullying me.
And so we've...
Instead of, like, when we grew up, it was, stop being a jerk.
Yeah, well, we won't use some of the terms that we used as teenagers.
That's right.
But,
this is a clean language podcast, people.
But, we've misconstrued the definition, and I feel like the zero tolerance policy at schools are also teaching false, what's the word, definition?
Well, and we see that with school programs and government programs and other things. They had good intention. They had the right idea
in mind.
And
they still do.
And they still do. But with doing it, they kind of are missing the point of what bullying really is. So they're relabeling what bullying is so that, like we said, everyone's a bully and everyone's a victim. So, but one thing I definitely, let's go back to the different types of bullying. So we talked about physical bullying.
Oh, yeah.
So there's verbal bullying, which is the definitely the Mean Girls movie. So, you know, just constantly verbally assaulting someone over and over and over. Threats or insults just over and over that, you know, sticks and stones, they do break bones.
Brains.
But words, they do hurt people.
Oh, I meant words break brains. Sticks and stones break bones. Sticks and stones break brains.
They break brains too. Haven't you watched The Walking Dead?
Okay, that was disgusting.
that's a different topic for another
show. I don't like
show.
Zombies.
Zombies. But so verbal bullying is definitely something that we're becoming more aware of, recognizing more. Another type of this was an interesting type of bullying was the relational bullying. Now, what that is I'm just going to read it so you can get an idea what relational bullying is. It's a form of bullying in which kids use their friendship or the threat of taking their friendship away to hurt someone. Socially exclusion, shunning, hazing, and rumor spreading are all forms of this pervasive type of bullying that can be especially beguiling and crushing to kids. So I thought that was interesting that was a type of
threatening
bullying.
Threatening your friendship.
Yeah, just be like, if you do that, I'm not going to be your friend anymore.
Power hungry.
I mean, I guess I would have put that, if someone would have asked me about it, I would have put it under verbal bullying.
Mm-hmm.
But it has, you know, it has its own category.
It's threatening though too.
Yeah. So I thought that was really interesting. That was something definitely new. When I read this article, was relational bullying.
Mm-hmm. Now, so I feel like what's important is that I was surprised in the articles that they said most kids will not talk to an adult if they are feeling bullied. They feel embarrassed.
There's
a specific type of person who usually ends up being bullied. And so I think what's important with this is that we are... If we have the skills to understand different types of bullying, it gives us a better chance to have a better educated dialogue with our kids. And I feel like that's really why we're focusing on the show.
Yeah.
For this. It's not just to teach you about bullying, but so as parents, we have better tools and better knowledge to teach our kids. For instance, with Grayson.
He's our oldest.
Excuse me. He's our 7-year-old. When he told me that he was being bullied on the playground, I was like, great, you're just being picked on. And at first I was like, is that the right word to say? Am I being like downplaying
it? Just putting
it?
Another different word
to it. And he was
it?
Like, what? And I said, they were just being stinkers on the playground and you're going to get that your whole life. Because I didn't want him to feel like a victim, but I also wanted him to know that he wasn't being bullied. He was being picked on. He was being, well, mean or...
People were being rude.
Rude or mean.
Yeah.
But... I think that is very important to teach our kids.
What it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or to recognize behaviors of other children, which can also, in a way, teach them empathy and just be more open to things instead of always feeling like everyone's out to get them.
Yeah.
Which, hopefully...
The man's trying to get me.
Yeah, or just everybody.
Everybody.
So, zero tolerance, I feel like... They're doing the best that they can, and the only way to improve it is to have better talks with our kids.
Yeah, well, and we don't want to downplay the school system, 'cause we understand that people are just...
They're trying.
They're trying
they
to do...
They need more funding
they're,
and more
they're trying to do
vacations.
Their, yeah, they're trying to do their best.
More love.
So... There is another form of bullying, but we won't really go into it that much because it seems to be the most popular.
And our kids better not have experience with cyberbullying.
It's a cyberbullying, and we understand that that's psychological bullying through any digital means. And that's a pretty big thing right now.
As parents of younger kids, we don't have experience with that yet.
We don't have experience with that. But if you have experience with older kids, and you have a story that you'd like to tell us, we'd definitely like to hear that. Hearing different stories and different viewpoints of those situations could be really beneficial for the other listeners to hear as well. So that's it.
On to the next part of our show.
On to the next part of our show. But so we talked heavily about bullying, and that was our topic. But now we're going to go into what we want to call the weekly challenge.
The weekly challenge!
It's like, Wheel of Fortune or fish. So, but anyway.
Anyone know what that reference is?
Yeah, name it.
UHF.
UHF. Yeah, you'll get that a lot. We do lots of movie quotes.
So we decided that really it's not for you, it's for us, but we are going to give you a weekly challenge.
Weekly challenge.
That way we are challenged. And
yeah,
next time we'll try to share what we learned, and hopefully you learned something too.
Yeah, we'll do the weekly challenge ourselves. We're not
the weekly challenge. You've got to say it like that.
Oh, okay. We're not hypocrites, so we're not gonna just say you do it and we won't do it.
And goodness, we're not perfect.
Yeah, that's for sure. but we're gonna do the weekly challenge, and then we'll share our experience about what we had, and we'd love to hear the experiences you have too. So this challenge this week is a lot of our challenges are going to generally relate to the topic that we talked about. So bullying. We would like you. And
we dare you.
We dare you.
To punch somebody.
I triple dog dare you.
I guess we're being rude.
Are we? Oh, name it.
But, oh. Okay, now we're just being confusing.
Okay.
Anyway. The weekly challenge is to.
Is that me? We want you to sit down and we want you to talk with your kids about what bullying is to you and to your family. Obviously, there's going to be people out there that totally disagree with our viewpoints, and that is awesome. That's awesome. That's fine. We have our different viewpoints. You have yours.
What's important is that your family is on the same page.
Yeah, that's the important thing. You want to let your kids know what the viewpoints and the rules are in the house. Something like that.
Yeah.
So we want you to talk with your kids. And I don't think that too young is necessarily a bad thing. I mean, we have a 7 and a 5-year-old. Our 3-year-old is not going to really understand, and definitely not our 1-year-old. but our 7 and 5-year-old are going to understand what it means to be rude and mean and bullying.
Mm-hmm.
And
see what they feel about it.
Yeah, see what their viewpoint is. Ask them what is bullying and what do you think it is?
Or have you felt bullied before? Get the dialogue rolling, and I think you'll be surprised.
Yeah.
What they say.
Kids can handle a lot more than you think they can. And generally, that's my problem. Sometimes I don't think they can, but our 7-year-old and even our 5-year-olds, they understand and say some pretty profound things sometimes. I'm kind of flabbergasted at times. But yeah, so sit down and talk to your kids about bullying, what it is, and importantly, how should they handle the situation if they feel or are being bullied? We make your kids comfortable to the point that they could come to you especially and talk about that situation. You want to have a healthy communication so that your kids feel comfortable talking to you about anything, especially about bullying in this circumstance. So,
or if someone says something mean.
Or, yeah, mean.
I want to hear that, too.
Yeah, or rude. Or we want to hear about everything about our kids, because the more you know, the more you can help. And the more you are connected, then the better it's going to be. So that's our weekly challenge. Do it. And
we'll, let us know how it goes.
Yeah, let us know how it goes. And we will report about our challenge as well. So that's it. Should we wrap it up?
Let's wrap it.
Okay. So thank you guys for listening to The Clown Car. Anyway.
Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just for trying. Just remember, our ways are not the only way. Find what works for you.
You're doing a good job.
You're doing a good job, and that's what we want you to know. And also, we keep telling you to talk to us. So here's how you can do that. You can follow us on Facebook. You just type in The Clown Car and we'll pop up. And we're also on Twitter at The Clown Car. And you can email us at our email, theclowncarshow@gmail.com. So until next time.
Enjoy your circus.